Welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris, your host. I invite fascinating humans from all walks of life to share their wisdom and unpack their mindsets and formulas for growth. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris. So today I am going to be doing something I haven't done before, which is I'm recording an answer to some guest questions. And I've run the show for almost 4 years now, and I've had lots of great conversations with people over email and Instagram and stuff where they're asking me questions about mindset. And I've never really recorded any of these for the podcast. And I've realized that's kind of stupid because I often record shorter ones on like mindset lessons, and actually they're usually more popular than my interview ones just because they're shorter and to the point. And I really enjoy doing them. So I figured, why not start doing this as more part of the show? I listened to some interesting podcasts on psychology and other things where they often take listener questions, and thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to do that too. So welcome to Sam doing an Ask Me Anything session. I'm just doing one question today, but feel free to send me your questions and I might start doing a few more, try and do them once or twice a month. And yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to you and helping you with your specific questions as opposed to just me asking guests about things, because yeah, there's lots of interesting things that I've learned along the years that I'm really happy to share. So on to today's show, Jamiro has asked me a question about success and help for his partner. And so I'll just read it out. This is his 30-second, I'm busy, get to the point version. And it says, a while ago, my partner, who is 32, left his software career of 15 years. He's sick of being an employee and living for a paycheck. He wants to figure out what his contribution to the world is, his inspiration. At the moment, though, he feels stuck, like his savings won't last, like he has one shot to make the right decision, and feels maybe some anxiety around this. His worst fear is that it won't work out and he'll have to go back to his desk job. I really hope that hearing from someone like you who's been there and felt that and still struggles with like the same things as this that he does can give him some encouragement he needs to follow his gut and believe in himself as much as I believe in him. And we'd love to hear your answers to sort of help him out. So thank you, Jamiro, for asking. And yes, you are right. I do struggle with this. I think most successful people, quote unquote successful, do. I think every quote unquote success coach that I know has their down days and gets lost about like what the point of their life is and what they're doing and like, yeah, how they're going to achieve their goals. And just if you're on the right path. So it's a human thing to feel that there's something more to give to the world and that you haven't achieved that yet. And I think we all worry that we'll end up reaching our graves without having done something truly brilliant with our life. And the first thing is just don't panic. Don't worry about these things. There's too much anxiety going on in the world. And there isn't much in the world that's really worth getting riled up about. What you're doing in the moment or finding your passion is certainly not one of the things to get really, really freaked out about on a daily basis. And it sounds like actually you're at a great point in life for reflecting on what you're doing and zooming out and thinking about purpose. So let's just reflect firstly on the fact that there probably is no purpose to life. And in the history of the universe, humans are pretty much meaningless. In a few billion years' time, everyone and everything you know will be cosmic dust if there's any life at all. It probably won't be studying what you did. It won't care about you. It won't really remember anything. And if it is existing, then it will probably be a bit obsessed with its own personal path to care too much about you. So just like breathe in, breathe out, remove some of the pressure from yourself because ultimately nothing matters. Okay, good. Now we've established that, and let's look at like happiness over a human lifetime. We tend to be happiest when we're young and when we're old because we stop caring so much about success. But in our middle years, we're a little bit obsessed with trying to achieve success, and I just don't think it's that healthy. And I just don't think that success is necessarily changing the world or being super rich, and it lies much more in contentment. Wealth isn't having millions, it's more having income that you spend that doesn't require you to do really painful work, and it's just living within your means and making savings without feeling like you're constantly making sacrifices, as far as I'm aware. And so you say that this might be your one shot. And I think that's a really false thing to believe, because you're 32, right? That's not very old. Unless you're run over by a bus, you're probably going to have a long life ahead of you. And I think James Dyson was still broke and quite lost in his mid-40s before he managed to build his first Dyson Hoover, which is then, you know, I think he was a millionaire in a few years' time after that. And some people don't find success until they're 70, and you don't need to put all the pressure on you to have mega success anyway straight away. And I think even most successful artists and scientists and entrepreneurs, they're actually very prolific and they try lots of ideas and many things, and of course have lots and lots of failures before they ever find success. So worrying about your one shot, I don't think is a good way to think about it. And you probably need to more think about setting yourself up to make lots of shots, and then one of them will be more successful. And you also need to set yourself up to enjoy making shots along the way without feeling so much anxiety and pressure and it investing all of your future happiness on this thing working out, because probably that thing might not work. So I think firstly, ponder seeking wealth, if that makes sense, by my definition earlier, rather than just being like a millionaire, more that wealth is earning more than you spend. So to spend time taking these risky shots, if you want to make lots of them, like knowing that many of them won't pay off, it might be better to take something as a less risky shot first, where you just try and create like some form of sustainable income or a way to live within your means. And that will hopefully give you some experience in domains that you want to build your ideas in, or just like a way to kind of exist a bit more happily. And I think it's important to note that most entrepreneurs didn't actually quit their jobs or degrees to start their ideas, as we believe. I mean, Steve Wozniak, who started Apple, he stayed in his job for 2 years whilst they were like building Apple before leaving. And Mark Zuckerberg he dropped out, but he actually deferred his degree for a year first to work on Facebook. But then, like, as it was going so well, he then dropped out. He didn't actually like just quit on a whim's notice doing these things. You don't need to burn all your bridges straight away to make ideas happen. And you don't need to feel bad about not going all in on an idea right away. You can do part-time work or consultancy whilst trying to find different ideas that might work and what your main thing should be, rather than going straight all in on your main thing when you don't even know what will make you happy or will work. And I've certainly tried several different business ideas in the last 5 years, most of which have failed. And so, yeah, it doesn't really matter too much if you do a bit of other work that isn't your calling in the meantime until you sort of work out how to do the one thing. And that way you can try lots of different things. So the other way to get to being wealthier in like the more real term is to reduce like your burn rate and expenses. So perhaps living a bit less fancy or somewhere like cheaper in Mexico or whatever, it can be a good start. I don't know what your life's like there. I think a really good way to work out where your expenses lie is just to track everything for a whole month and just see what you're spending money on in a really detailed basis. And that way you can much better work out where you can make some cuts. And you'll be surprised. I mean, you can end up spending more money on like coffee than you do on your iPhone and your laptop if you actually just sort of go out quite a lot for coffee and that kind of thing. Just like odd stuff that doesn't seem that much at the moment could actually really add up over the month. So look through your expenses and see what perhaps you could cut out. And I mean, I did this and found that I couldn't cut much out because I've always been a bit of a cheapskate, but yeah, certainly worth trying it. And also then noting like what are the things that you do really enjoy that you would want to treat yourself on that actually have a much bigger effect than other things that you maybe treat yourself on. So perhaps having like some nice filter coffee at home or like a fancy chocolate bar once a week perhaps makes you really, really happy and actually only costs a few pounds or whatever your currency is to have that once a week. Whereas other things like some fancy clothes or like a sports car actually can have about as much meaningful impact on your overall happiness and yet can cost so much more. And so, yeah, just look at the sort of wins that you can have to make yourself feel happy, or maybe having like a bath with some nice salts, any of this stuff you can treat yourself to keep yourself happy as well as not spending too much money is a good thing to do. And then you get to the point of feeling a bit more sustainable with your general outgoings. And that means you can keep making shots. Back to the point of this is, in you don't want to be making one shot because it will probably fail. You want to like be making as many as possible. So, I mean, I know you said you quit your job and you have some savings, but if they're running out and stuff, if you've only got like a few months to work on an idea and you're putting it all into it and then you just have to go all the way back, it might make sense to sort of find a way to just contract for a bit. Right. Now, moving on to increasing the number of shots. So yes, it's being able to sustainably keep doing them, but the other way is to increase the frequency of them and also just reduce the cost of taking shots. So if you can make them more affordable for yourself in both time and money, you can make a lot more shots a lot more quickly. And we hear a lot about MVP, that's minimum viable product. And I can't tell you how hard this is to actually really take in the real meaning of it. And it just doesn't sink into most people at all, including myself. I've done some things that really cost me so much more time and money than they ever needed to if I'd really just spent more time talking to customers. And entrepreneurs, we really often want to make the perfect version of our ideas. And we feel like it's just never going to be right until it's perfect. But this can waste months of time and even years. And you can also waste lots of money trying to build something that we haven't actually validated up front. So you need to go the opposite direction and really try the most tiny, minimal version of your idea possible. And most business ideas can be strapped together using things like Facebook groups and WhatsApp groups. And you can offer things manually to people and deliver a service yourself before turning it into an app that provides the same benefits, etc. And this allows you to test ideas in a few weeks. And you should really be talking to customers and understand exactly what they're doing currently, how they're trying to solve their problems, what they're doing with them, and how you could really do it better, and what they really care about. Dig down into their behaviors, what they're trying to do, what would really make their life easier, what would they actually plead you to quit your job so you could build this thing for them. And if you're not finding that, then maybe you don't do that idea and you can move on to the next one. And that's you've already taken the shot and you've moved on. Whereas if you build the idea for a whole year and then you find people don't want it, that is a huge investment on taking that shot that turns out fails and you have to go back to your old job. And so if you can do that in a few weeks, just on the side, you're taking a shot and you can move on and then take a new shot. Like, how cool is that? It's much less stressful and much nicer than trying to build something that actually people don't end up wanting. So really take the time up front to understand the people that you want to help and what they need help with before trying to build anything. And play with the nuances of your offer as well to see where people start getting excited. And then you can kill your ideas much faster and move on to new ones. And it's just so much cheaper. And you can just keep iterating over and over like that without losing so much time or money. And then you're much likely to get to the successful idea of something that is perhaps your calling. So yes, just take more shots by making them much smaller. And then lastly on the short side is just don't quit. The most essential thing to increase the number of your shots is not quitting. And the two elements that I've mentioned around sort of being wealthier and living within your means and then increasing the number of shots and the frequency of them means you'll up your chances. But ultimately, the only way to keep doing it is to just not quit. And yeah, like you were saying earlier, you're worried about this being your one shot. Then if that's what you're worried about, you probably should be really worried about failure, because 90% of the time you will fail when you take a shot. And if this is your only shot before you go back to your old life, then probably you're going to have some sleepless nights for a few months and then go back to your old job, because that's what's going to happen. But if you really go around the process of actually just taking multiple shots and not taking so much ownership or investment in any one of them until you find the right one, then you'll keep on going and your success will become inevitable. And then you can just enjoy all the failures along the way, the lessons that you learn from them. You can enjoy the hard moments and appreciate that, like, the unique contribution to the story of your life, and not really get tied down or worn down by them. You can just sort of appreciate life as you're going along, knowing that you're on the path to success. You don't know what the full route will be like, but you can just enjoy it as you're walking down it. And it's really empowering as a mindset, I think, when you decide that you will be successful and that it's just going to be a lot of failure on the way. And you really just feel like you're out for like a walk, and good things and bad things happen, and it's cool because you're going to get there eventually, but it doesn't matter. So yes, don't quit. And they do say the art of success is just getting knocked down 7 times and getting back up 8 times. And I really like that phrase. So yes, don't be a quitter. Just keep getting up and you'll be successful. Today's advertiser is asking you to think about everything you've ever learned about getting healthy. There's a lot of contradictory information out there and things that are just old-fashioned advice that isn't helpful anymore. And that's where Noom comes in. Noom teaches you about eating, your cravings, how to build new habits, so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. It works on psychology and mindsets, hence why I'm a fan. I've tried it out, and I loved my improved eating and better control of my cravings. I have more energy for my running, which makes me more motivated, and I feel comfortable with what I eat in front of others without being a complete pain asking for things that are really weird, which was a problem. The program was great, and it's only 10 minutes a day. They're really empathetic and supportive, and it fits into your lifestyle without being too crazy rigorous or anything. And it's based in psychology. Noom teaches you why you make the choices you do and gives you the tools to replace your habits with healthier ones. So yeah, there's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, that's Noom.com/growth mindset. So if you're ready to learn how to live healthier, sign up for a trial with Noom today at Noom.com/growth mindset. And one more time, because I have to say it, Noom.com/growth mindset. Enjoy.
For those of you who listen to my show, you know that I try to make mindfulness part of my daily routine. It's really an essential part of my morning. And I've tried meditating to help me sleep, but often it's too late. I'm just sort of in my own brain doing silly things and I just can't sleep well. So I felt like I needed something more. And that's why I've tried NewCalm. It's really helped me just calm my mind and just sort of quieten everything and just get a good productive night's sleep so that I can then deal with the problems that my mind is trying to deal with, but is keeping me awake and being very unhelpful about. And so, yeah, it's great. Basically, NewCalm gets you into a deep transcendental meditative state every time. Even if you're just starting out with mindfulness, it kind of has just been proven to work for people. It's the only system of its kind that's been clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without any drugs or side effects. It uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, which come with your monthly subscription. The whole process is just really easy to use and work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep and less stress. So you can try it today and own the new Calm system. With 2021, you can become more mindful. There's a special link set up specifically for our listeners. You can go to growthnewcalm.com and get 50% off your first 30-day subscription of New Calm with a money-back guarantee. That's growthnewcalm.com, growthnewcalm.com.
Then moving on to the next part around your question around finding your purpose. I think we have a bit of an idealized version of what we should be doing with our lives, and we say that like passion and what you love is the most important thing, but I just don't think it's 100% accurate, because to create a business, you'll have a lot of tasks that you don't enjoy doing, and it's really shit. My first business, I was doing cycle logistics. I was delivering stuff by bicycle, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be biking all the time. It's going to be great. And then I was in the office the whole time organizing things and running around like an idiot trying to make a business happen, and I wasn't really doing any of the cycling or what I was expecting. And yeah, running a business is going to have a lot of things that you're not going to enjoy, and it's going to take a long time to build before you necessarily get to go back to doing just the things that you love. So I would just say, follow your curiosity. If something interests you, at least that's like the first important part. And most entrepreneurs weren't insanely passionate about what they really found their success in. Like the idea and grit came first. They had to go through all that part, and passion for what they were doing often arrived later as it became a part of them. And we're told success is doing what we absolutely love with abundant joy every day, but it's just a stupid way of thinking about it. And actually, I think it can make you more unhappy because it isn't true. And so you just seek something that you're never going to attain. And the good things in life really require the bad things to define them. Like to enjoy food, you have to be hungry. And just something I really like as a saying is, you can't have a pony without shoveling shit. And it's true. So I wouldn't obsess about doing your absolute true calling straight away, because there's probably a million things that you could do that would make you pretty happy overall. And whatever you do, there's going to be bad things about it that you weren't expecting. And there'll always be other things that you're not doing that will look very exciting. And in reality, if you were doing them, there'd be problems with them as well. So whatever you're doing, just kind of enjoy it and not get FOMO for other things, because otherwise you'll just always be unhappy. And so back to my general statement for this area is just follow your curiosity and don't overthink too much. And then finally, on the fear of it not working out. So I'd look up stoicism. Nothing's really as bad as it seems. Worst case of it not working out is that you take your old job, and if it's too terrible to take that job, you try something else. Like get a different job, work in a startup, do a ski season as a barman or something, like travel the world. Just take yourself less seriously, and then everything's fine. As long as you keep learning as you're going along and you know, keep changing lanes, you'll develop a really diverse set of experiences and a unique set of skills to offer the world. And you can become a master of something by obsessing on just one thing. But actually, if you apply hard work and intellect to just a range of different things, you'll still create a highly unique offering within yourself, and you'll become a master of that combination. And some good books to read would be David Epstein's book called Range, or the book Mastery. And they really go into the fact that actually you don't need to just be like a world-class sort of athlete on like one area. You can really become a world-class human by doing lots of different stuff, and you'll be able to bring different sort of lenses on the world and ideas that people won't have in a different industry by doing different things before that. So it's nice to do some different stuff and not worry too much about like your first idea failing and just doing something and starting from scratch in a new industry, and just like being a bit curious and learning whilst you're going along. But yeah, back to the subject of fears of things not working out. The other side of this is I do feel that the world is moving increasingly fast, and like it's flying by without me. And I often feel that if I don't get involved now, it will be too late. And, you know, like Bitcoin, there's new apps coming on, and everything's just in a mad rush. And it's quite overwhelming. Like I recently had a good conversation with a guy that's been using my podcast app, and he's been involved in a few Silicon Valley startups. And he just like was talking about the level of stress and existential panic that he had going on. And the world's just really creating this very unhealthy atmosphere to kind of rush, and like we have to do things. And he actually ended up taking a few years out now just to get back in touch with reality, because you have this distortion on what's important in our heads. And I think in a startup space especially, it's pretty toxic how much stress that we put ourselves in, and it's kind of not needed. And it might actually be that now is a time for a bit of a break, like perhaps you should have a mini retirement and appreciate the world a little bit and decompress before you commit to lots of work again. If you've been working for 15 years, like maybe chill out a bit. Like, you perhaps more like to find a calling by not trying to jump into things. And I'm going to record a separate episode about mini retirements and the importance of them to reset your life and just help define your next direction every now and again, and just help you appreciate life as you go along, because you only have one life. If you spend the whole time being existentially worried about like working harder and doing different things, you sort of miss the enjoyment part of it. And if you've only got so much time in the world, you kind of want to maximize enjoying it. But anyway, I think that's now enough for this episode. And in summary, don't panic. You're going to be fine. You will find success if you keep trying things, but don't put all your hopes and fears in just this one project or moment, because you've got a whole life ahead of you trying different things. And remember, like, when you are trying ideas out, just really talk to customers first and reduce the time and money that you invest into any idea up front by talking to people and validating it as much as possible, so that you can just iterate through ideas quickly. And if it takes you more than 2 weeks to get some kind of MVP, minimal viable product, going through like you just offering something manually or like doing some WhatsApp groups, then you're probably doing something wrong and you're probably wasting time and money. So really reduce that. And yeah, don't seek trying to be a millionaire or like anything crazy wealthy. Instead, just try to find the things that you appreciate and cut your expenses back a bit first, and just keep going. Like, you're a badass and you have good ideas. The world deserves you to make them happen. So keep going. And that's about it for this episode. So thanks a lot, Jamiro, for sending in the question. I, as I've said, I'm going to be answering more questions more regularly as part of the show. If you want to ask me anything personally, then just shoot me an email through on the website inquiry form at growthmindsetpodcast.com, or you can reach me on my Instagram or Twitter, which is Sam Jam Harris. And by way of personal update on my business and things, it's been going well, but we've decided to pivot a little bit into a new direction, which highly relates to my point earlier about entrepreneurs putting too much time and money into things they haven't validated up front, as they should have been doing. And I have been learning that lesson the hard way again. So I'll let you know more about what the new direction is that we're going in. And otherwise, I've booked my first ultra marathon, which is exciting. I'm going to basically run two marathons back to back through the hills where I grew up as a kid with one of my old best friends and business partner currently. So I have lots of training to do and lots of time for thinking to mull over questions that you might want to send me. So yeah, hit me up with any mindset ideas or questions about life, because I do enjoy them. And until then, stay safe and positive and keep learning and growing.
Something I haven't done much is really promote the podcast or try to get people to leave ratings, because I get really annoyed by hearing other podcasts talk about leaving a rating, and I know I'm not going to bother and I don't care and just like move on with the show. But I've actually got to the point now with the podcast where it's semi-successful, and it would be great if it was just slightly more successful, because yeah, it's doing really well and I'm getting awesome guests and we're getting like 10,000 listeners. But if we had slightly more ratings, that would be great. And I've managed to get to like 120, 130 ratings without really trying at all 4 years in. And I thought if I promoted it a little bit, I might be able to up that kind of quickly, as I'm clearly not doing a terrible job. So what I'm going to do is read out a review each week, just to sort of showcase some of the nice people who are giving me some love, and hopefully get some more of you to send me a review or rating. And if you do, you are welcome to email me and I'll talk to you about anything and everything, because I love people who bother to actually listen and tell me what they're thinking about stuff. So today I'm going to be reading out a review from Arlie K, who said, "Growth Mindset Podcast, I must listen. This show is really set apart from the standard personal development podcast by the particularly insightful questions and carefully cultivated roster of guests. I love the request to pause and reflect at the end of the show, .. It really does make all the difference. Sam is doing incredible work here, don't miss it." So that was lovely. Thanks, Arlie. I'm really glad that the pause and reflect is helping you. And yeah, I'm glad that I made that thing happen and that you're enjoying the guests. I am trying to keep them up to the grade of guest that you hope for. So thanks, that really makes a difference. Nice to know that you enjoyed that. So anyway, on with the show. And if you do want to leave me a review, that'd be great. I'll read it out and I'll not take so much time about this next time. Congratulations on listening to a whole episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast. Before you race into another podcast, try pausing. Ask yourself, what have you learned? What could you change? How will you make that change happen? Did you press pause? Knowledge is useless without action. What did you learn? What should you change? And how will you make that change happen? You can tell us what you learned by contacting us through the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com, and feel free to connect with us or our guests, or just peruse the show notes. Our Instagram is @growthmindsetpodcast, or follow me @samjamsnaps for a daily reminder to stop using Instagram. If you enjoy random acts of kindness and want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon or leave us a review on iTunes, and you'll make me very happy. And with that, keep learning and keep growing.